أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. In the previous ayats we read that how Qiyamah will come about, how the earth will vomit out, will take out all the things which it contains, all the riches which are in the earth, the gold, silver, etc., and also the bodies of the human beings that will also be thrown out on that day, and also all the news, all the information which the earth has got, that what was done on which place, by who, all that also the earth will make it known on that day. And also there are other evidences, witnesses also of every person's action, and all that will come out on that day. And when these will come out, then according to which group a person fits in, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتَ. Us din ho parenge log tarah tarah par. On that day people then will come out and they will be in various groups. According to what they were in this world, according to that they will be in various groups. One explanation of that is, like all the thieves, etc., robbers will come out in one group. All the people who had committed adultery, they will be in one group. That will be one group of theirs. Whatever the wrong that a person has done. And then the right or righteous things also, all those people will be also in the various groups on that day. That is one explanation. The other explanation is that after the hisab, kitab, accountability by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then there will be of course the two major groups. One group that will be going to Jannat, and may Allah make us, our children, our progeny, our parents and all from that group, and this group will be then proceeding to Jannat. And then unfortunately there will be that other group also that will be going to Jahannam. May Allah protect us all from that. So people will be divided into various groups, either before the resurrection, according to their action, the predominant action in a person, what he was involved in. Whether it was like some people, mashallah, go every year for Hajj, some people go every year in Jamaat, some people may make their i'tikaf every year. Whichever thing was predominant in a person, in that group, that person will be on the day of Qiyamah. And also the sins, what a person is predominantly in, he will be in that group. And the other is, after the hisab kitab, then the two major groups, one going to Jannat and one going to Jahannam. لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ كَيْ أُنْكُ دِكْهَوِ جَائِ أُنْكَ عَمَلْ. And this will be to show them their a'mal, the results of their actions. Here also there are two explanations that are given with regard to the actions that a person will see, the actions that he had done in this world. In other words, the rewards of those actions will be shown to him, whatever good he had done, and he will see now the reward. On that day, these two groups will be again, as far as the a'mal are concerned. One will be the group that will have great honor and respect on that day. Those people who did righteous things, Allah Ta'ala will give them honor, and everyone will be looking up at them with great, great respect and honor. On the other hand, the other group, their humiliation and their disgrace will be on that day. May Allah protect us all and forgive us all. And till now, Allah Ta'ala, those of us who are still in the world, has given us the opportunity of making tawbah also. And with tawbah, a person is completely purified and all his sins are forgiven. So anyway, it will be either the group that will have great honor and respect on that day, or the group that will be humiliated and disgraced on that day. The other explanation is the results of our a'mal, لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, that whatever actions they had done, like alhamdulillah, may Allah accept, we all have performed our fajr namaz now. Outwardly we don't see no return of it. On the day of Qiyamah that return will come. for each and everything. There were many of us who were sitting, and before namaz we were reading something, Quran Sharif we were reading, we reading some wazifas, making some duas. Yeah, at the moment we don't see the result of it, but on the day of Qiyamah that result will come. A person commits a guna, backbiting, slandering, whatever other type of guna he commits, immediately he doesn't see the evil and the bad effects of it. But on the day of Qiyamah, he will see that also. With regard to that, one important point which we perhaps overlook quite a bit, it has come in the hadith that it's like a small thing, but really it is also a very big thing, that a person uses itar. Perfume, and this is moreover the negative side with regard to women. They use the perfume, and if it is used to impress people or with the wrong intention to attract attention from people, etc., and it's not for the pleasure of Allah that that perfume, that itar was used, then on the day of Qiyamah the body will give off such a terrible stench, much more worse than if a person didn't take a bath for a whole year also. But it will be a terrible stench. And on the other hand, if he used it for the right intention, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the body will give off a wonderful fragrant scent. So the results of our actions will come out there. So much so that just the using of itar. Yeah, also, if we offer somebody to use our itar, we take out our itar bottle, a very beautiful bottle it is, and a very expensive itar. If it is to impress people, let's see what kind of itar I got. And then the next time we give them again from another bottle, and again we show the bottle, and if our niyat is to show people, then this is there, though we are using itar, we are using it in the masjid, we are using it on Jummah, on Eid's day, but that very same thing, if the intention is not correct, the result of that action will be terrible on the day of Qiyamah. And if we use it with the right intention, it's the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will be to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so that a person and all the musallis that we are together, we feel nice, and we feel with that itar, we feel nice, good intention, the reward will also be very great. So all our actions, no matter how small they are, as will be explained in the next ayat, good or bad, it can be the smallest action, but on the day of Qiyamah we will see the result of that, and according to that will we get the returns also. So may Allah Ta'ala let us do all the good actions and prepare for the day of Qiyamah, for our qabr, for our akhirat. And all this is that according to our amal and our actions in this world, so will be the reaction and the rewards and the returns on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana.